Pauline McDonough, a spokesperson from mywaste.ie, the official body for information on waste management. Tell us about the change in the rules in relation to putting plastic packaging into the green bin.
Thank you, Matt. So today we have a great announcement for householders. So instead of sitting or standing looking at the bin going, does this go in or doesn't it, we've simplified the process. So we want all householders, all citizens, if they can, to place all of their plastic packaging, whether it's a rigid plastic or a soft plastic, in the recycling bin.
Do you think people up until now actually knew that there was supposed to be a difference? Was there not an awful lot of loose plastic packaging going in the green bins anyway?
There was indeed, Matt. And I mean, it is very difficult for people to stay on top of all messaging, including items that go in their bin. But the most important thing is that, I suppose, the reverse of what wasn't happening with recycling going into the recycling bin was that a lot of waste and recyclable material is going into the waste bin. And that's the big difference. If it's in the waste bin, we can't capture it for recycling, and therefore it's a lost resource.
So what happens to it when it goes into the recycling bin afterwards?
Yeah, so what we're trying to ask people to do is to place it in the bin clean, dry and loose. And when it's loosely put in the bin, as you know, all the bins get emptied into a truck. The truck goes to a recycling facility and there it's sorted. And there's been a huge investment over the last number of years, €10 million, in fact, spent on improving these recycling facilities in Ireland so that we can allow more optical sorting. And an optical sorting is where basically it's like a light system that can pick out the different types of plastic by polymers and send them down the conveyor belt so that we can sort it and bury and then send it.
Okay, unfortunately the line is breaking up a little bit there. John Gibbons is with us as well, our weekly commentator on environmental issues. What do you make of this initiative, John?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, obviously, it has to be welcomed. Clearly, stepping up our efforts to recover at least more of the plastic that's going into the train has to be welcomed. Yes, it does. I will say it's against quite a difficult backdrop. There was a study published by Eurostat, this is the European Data Agency, earlier this year, and they found that Ireland produces the most plastic waste per person in the entire European Union. We produce on average 54 kilos of plastic per person. That's more than 50% above the EU average of 33 kilos per person. So a way of looking at this, Matt, is that what's been discussed today is at the end of that chain. In other words, when all that plastic has been used, trying to recover some of it. Now, I have questions as to how much can really be recovered. I know Pauline mentioned about optical scanners and so on, but a lot of waste that goes into the waste stream are complex packages, compounds. So, for example, where you've got a mixture of paper with a plastic window and a different type of plastic wrap. Now, I'm not sure machines have yet been invented that can really separate those elements. And if they can't, they're going to end up in incineration. And that was another thing, Matt, that the study found. The Environmental Protection Agency noted, for example, at the moment, we're recovering about a third of our plastic waste. But they said the overall trend in package recycling rates has actually been going downwards. And they put part of that down to the fact that we now, of course, have an incineration facility at Poolbeg, which to some extent is kind of looking to be fed. I suppose my approach to this, and maybe an approach to this, is to go to the other end. Let's look at something, Matt, that actually worked in Ireland. In 2002, Ireland introduced a plastic bag levy. We were famously one of the first countries in the world. We put on a 15-cent levy, and the effect on that was absolutely extraordinary. We dropped from producing over 1.2 billion plastic bags a year to less than 200 million. In other words, a 90% reduction in demand. Unfortunately, what we haven't done is to extend that to all the other forms of plastic. So it's 20 years ago, we were actually, for a short period, we were a world leader in dealing with plastic waste, but we've taken our eye off the ball since then.
John, let me give you another example. I saw you tweeting today in relation to apples from New Zealand.
Indeed.
That why have apples from New Zealand when we have Irish apples are almost impossible to find in shops at present? And then something else struck me. The apples that had come from New Zealand were in plastic, or were in shrink wrap, plastic shrink wrapping. And if you were to then go and get loose apples in the shop instead, there's a very good chance that you'll be offered what to put them into? A plastic bag rather than a paper bag. Everywhere you go, if you try and make the effort to avoid plastic, for example, I'll give you another one. If you decide you want to buy tinned drinks rather than plastic bottles, you're going to find that the cans were originally wrapped in plastic. before they were taken out and put in the shops. It's plastic everywhere. No matter what efforts you make, it's almost impossible to avoid it.
Matt, you're making my point for me exactly here. The problem is not a downstream problem. The problem is an upstream problem. Right now, manufacturers, corporations, there is no cost to them to overwrap, overpackage. And some of the examples you gave there, let me give you another one. I encountered a shrink-wrapped cucumber in a supermarket recently, a cucumber which nature has provided with a perfectly good wrapper already. We also see shrink-wrapped bananas and so on. So this is a system that is suiting production and distribution systems for corporations. And the problem is they're not being penalized. The penalty, the cost to society has been pushed down the line in massive pollution. And to go back to that example, Matt, that I gave you in relation to plastic bags, one of the incredible effects of that was shortly after that, the amount of plastic bags in Irish marine litter went from 5% to 0.25%. We reduced our plastic waste in the marine system by 20-fold. And yet, with that fabulous start, we failed to push on it. And I believe the reason is we're going at this the wrong way again. We're talking to the consumer. It is too complicated to expect the public to spend 10 minutes every day or every hour sifting through their bin and going, gosh, now I wonder, I need to break this off. This wrapper plastic needs to take off. I need to remove that. This bit is a bit cardboard here. Now, I don't think it's realistic to expect people to make those decisions. But the industry, by the way, is delighted to leave you, the public, trying to figure out this stuff while it continues to apply these wrappers and these packaging, which are beneficial financially to them at no cost to themselves. So until we change that model, Matt, we're at nothing here.
John Gibbons, thank you. Talk to you again on Thursday. Pauline McDonough was from mywaste.ie.